Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Ukraine conflict. I welcome Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College, the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, right to the Black Sea Fleet. The new defense minister of the United Kingdom declares the functional defeat of Russia in the Black Sea after Ukrainian attacks on naval targets in the region in recent weeks. This is a claim that I had not seen before, but there's logic to it. Jeff, a very good evening to you. We have watched the reporting of the frustration of the counteroffensive for weeks now, grinding down to the end of the campaign season, moving into winter weather quickly. However, I overlooked how the sinking of the flagship of the Black Sea Fleet early in the war and the continued bombardment by drones and other methodology against the Black Sea Fleet makes it very clear that this is no longer a cohesive military unit. It's something that's vulnerable to drone attack and to missile attack from Ukraine. Do you regard this as a significant success for Ukraine, or is it peripheral to the war effort?
Well, good evening to you, John. I would also say this is a major success for the Ukrainians. I'm not quite sure I'm ready to go as far as the defense minister in calling it a functional defeat. There's no doubt about it. From the onset, the Ukrainians, by their military actions operationally, have underscored their political insistence that Crimea, which was acquired by Russia in 2014, you may recall, has to be returned to Ukraine. And their tactics right now on the battlefield are to sever that land bridge that conducts Russia proper to Crimea, as well as conducting attacks against the Black Sea Fleet and against Crimea proper. And we saw that just a week or so ago with a major attack on the headquarters of the Black Sea Fleet in Sevastopol, which ostensibly killed the commander, Admiral Sokolov, though there's some dispute now whether he was killed or not, but killed at least 33 senior officers in that particular headquarters, which will obviously have a significant impact on the command and control of the Black Sea. And from the sinking of the Moskva, you mentioned the flagship, the Black Sea Fleet has been occupied at a much greater distance from the coastline to protect their vessels. But they're still very important, I think, in launching missile strikes on Ukraine. And finally, of course, over the last week or so, we've learned that the Ukrainians have been able to open up a couple of lanes whereby they can export grain through the Black Sea, following the coastline there around Bulgaria and Romania, ostensibly, which is very important to the Ukrainians, not only in terms of their economy, but in terms of popular support. But that being said, I don't think it's been a functional defeat as of yet, because the Russians continue to conduct large-scale attacks, particularly against Odessa, the grain infrastructure. And the whole reason why the Black Sea is important if you're Ukrainian is it's the primary avenue for you to export grain, which is so critical to the Ukrainian economy.
Information space, Jeff. You make the excellent point in our colloquy that successes such as the strike on the Black Sea Fleet headquarters and the reporting of the decap of the officer class is important for the information space. Please explain, Jeff.
Well, it's very important for the information space in three areas. One, it's important for information space in Ukraine. You want to maintain the morale of the population as this war continues now into its 18th month. It's very important for the information space in Russia to make sure the Russians understand the Ukrainians are determined to take this back and also that they remain vulnerable. And last but not least, as the Ukrainians have not been able to show dramatic operational or strategic success on land over the last couple months, it certainly demonstrates to the allied partners that Ukraine is still aggressively pushing the Russians back, which is part and parcel of maintaining support from the West. So the battle for information space and the battle for the narrative as a critical part of modern warfare. There's no doubt about that.
Now we come to more of the claims of the Ukrainians, not refuted by the Russians. Ukraine claims to have struck Moscow's most advanced air defense system in a drone attack, mainland Russia. SBU security sources cited by Ukrainian media say they hit the S-400 Triumph air defense system near the city of Belgorod. The SBU advises the Russians, say the Ukrainians. This is trolling. The SBU advises the Russians to think about a new name for this complex. This is the S-400. That is, right now, the gold standard of air defense systems. The Ukrainians have destroyed them before. Again, this is significant for the information space, but it also makes me wonder, if drones can hit the S-400, what good is it, Jeff?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the S-400 still has some capability against incoming missiles, which the Ukrainians have launched up. Now, if and when the Ukrainians acquire more advanced aircraft, the S-400 could be used against them. But for the time being, at least, obviously not very effective against low-flying drones. And it's really been kind of curious as the Ukrainians have used more and more drones, which they've produced, apparently, to strike targets as far deep as Moscow itself, that we haven't seen the Russians being able to find an effective way to combat that. This may also force the Russians to reallocate their existing air defense weapons, which could mean more of those air defense weapons moved away from the battlefield to defend Russian cities like Belgorod or even Moscow. And obviously that will be to the Ukrainians' benefit. But back to what we said a moment ago, there's nothing more effective in terms of, from the Ukrainian perspective, in affecting Russian attitudes on this war than the daily attack on Moscow itself or other major cities in Russia by Ukrainian drones. This is a goal that Ukrainians have been very outspoken about, of bringing the war to Russia and affecting popular attitudes about the war in Russia. How can Mr. Putin continue to insist this is a special military technical operation when the Kremlin itself is being struck by his adversary?
This one I love because it's pure commando raid. Ukrainian special forces have unfurled their flag in Crimea after a daring jet ski raid on Russia-annexed peninsula. Video published by Kyiv's military intelligence showed commandos on jet skis apparently making it ashore in a nighttime attack. This is both commando Second World War, and I believe there was a Sean Connery 007 movie that used some kind of underwater attack in the similar fashion, Jeff. This is imaginative. I understand it's not determinative of the combat, but it does show that we can see more of these, what you'd have to say, Hollywood produced raids through the winter to maintain the momentum in that information space. It captures the imagination.
It's exactly right. It's not unlike, you remember at the onset of the war, when as the Russians were trying to take Snake Island, the Ukrainian soldiers on that shore at the time replied to a demand for their surrender with a profanity. Well, that was made into a postage stamp in Ukraine. And I even have one of those magnets on my refrigerator my son picked up in Ukraine. He got that kind of widespread domestic publicity. And I dare say this type of a very daring jet ski attack against Crimea will be the same sort of popular information that Ukrainians will be delighted to hear about and will be totally frustrating to the Russian Federation and probably irritate Mr. Putin a great deal.
I expect that one of those jet skis to be in the museum of this war for the next 100 years. Now we go to growing the war. This is New York Times reporting. Training exercises go to the core of Finland's military strategy to create a force based on conscription and reservists capable of fighting should the country go to war, all the more crucial since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Each year, some 20,000 or so men are subject to universal male conscription in Finland, while another 1,000 or so women volunteer. Finland has set out the first Cold War, and to my understanding, most of the combat between Russia and the United States all these last 70 years, most of the contesting, but it now looks like it has a talent for getting involved. This, I'm guessing, Jeff, is derived from the legend of the Winter War of 1939-1940.
Exactly right, John. The Finns still talk about the 1939-1940 war where the Finns stood up against the onslaught of the Soviet Union. While they eventually were defeated, thousands of Soviet Russian soldiers were killed in that particular conflict. And it demonstrated the Finns' ability to mobilize the force, as you're seeing here, from reserves, but also their ability to conduct military operations in sort of a winter Arctic-type environment, which they are very good at, very well equipped to do that. And last winter, there were reports repeatedly of Finns providing particularly military equipment, hardware, uniforms, et cetera, that were particularly useful in winter warfare to the Ukrainians, just showing, again, their ability to do that. And we see that sort of same conventional deterrent attitude by several countries. That is the ability to mobilize rapidly a large-scale, well-trained reserves. It is the essence of the Swiss strategy of deterrence, which is a reserve-based army. It is the essence of the Israeli strategy, which is a reserve-based army. But a reserve-based force that is well-trained, well-prepared, and highly motivated if, in fact, the country is attacked. And as a consequence, possessing that type of force provides you a certain degree of a conventional deterrent, hopefully discouraging an adversary from the attack to begin with.
I'm speaking with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired. Yes, there are many details about the Winter War of 39-40 that are exaggerated, but I remind you all of a Hollywood recommendation. When the fact replaces the legend, print the legend. We're turning now to dissent in Europe and in the United States about the conduct of the war. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.